So with all of the uncertainty in our world and the lifting up of prejudice and self-interest as virtues, the condemnation of any who deviate from being white, patriarchal, and nationalistic, the depredations of international aid and support for the vulnerable, along with the surrender of historic expectations of at least some compassion and respect for others, with all of these things seemingly piling up, I am being asked, or I find myself in rooms of people who are asking, how do we keep going? Well, to start with, it's worth saying that you're not alone. Not only in these times, but throughout history, people have been called to remain steadfast in the face of opposition, oppression, persecution, and even the threat of death. Jesus wasn't exempt from it, and even for that feeling of struggling and hopelessness, this evening's reading began, "Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour." Now, of course, many historical, critical, and literary critical biblical scholars might contest whether Jesus said those words exactly from John at all, and even more, whether the following exchange that we heard this evening with a voice from the sky actually happened. But the principle is there. The meaning is there in this text. Jesus did not go blithely through his life and face death unaffected, constantly surrounded with some kind of divine chill-out vibe. On the contrary, those who shared his life described his sorrow at the loss of a friend, his sadness at the impending destruction that he could see was coming to Jerusalem, or his anger at the injustice of the traders in the temple. They express these things in story and stylized form, but they are all given us in our scriptures to remind us of the reality of the life that Jesus led and the reality of what he was to face, including death. And you're not alone in community. This morning's discussion group following the service, which we call Sunday Reflections, took the opportunity to share our hopes, our concerns, our anxieties, and our sources of joy in the response to the constant barrage of news, the abysmal behavior of the U.S. president and his enablers, the destruction of the safety nets and protections for the poor and the vulnerable, and so much more in such short order. We need to stand, to meet, to talk together and build community where we show up for one another fully and regularly to help us navigate these times. I said just last week that we need to find those moments of joy and beauty that sustain us, a theme echoed in the story of the Transfiguration, which we heard in our main service this morning. The Transfiguration story is given to us on this last Sunday after the Epiphany, also known as the Sunday next before Lent, in the order of the church year. The Transfiguration is given us as a glimpse of the glory of the divine just before we embark upon the discipline of Lent, including the disciplines of fasting, almsgiving, and devotion. We need those top-of-the-mountain moments, as we heard about in the Transfiguration story this morning, to help us to go back into the valley again. Or, perhaps more suited to this evening's readings, we need those times where we hear the voice of the divine, however that may be for us, in silence, in prayer, in time to ourselves, in time spent with those we love, in community, in music and beauty and art and comedy and movies and books and conversations. To sustain ourselves and to build up our resilience, we will need to do as Moses did in our reading from the Hebrew scriptures this evening and turn aside. Be willing to change direction, pay attention to what needs to be done, what needs to be heeded, and what needs to be a place of focus among all the distractions. When I was on Twitter, this may seem a rather random non sequitur, but no, it's here for a reason. When I was on Twitter before I hopped over to Blue Sky a while back, there used to be one account that simply posted all through the day, about once an hour or so, "Hey, are you doom scrolling? Have you been outside today? Have you drunk some water? Have you taken your meds? Such interruptions prevent us from spiraling and call us again to pay attention, to turn aside and consider ourselves, our minds, our bodies, and our hearts. Moses had to turn aside to find his place of purpose. And it turned out to be a bush that blazed but was not consumed. We too need to find our ways to turn aside in order that we may blaze with passion for justice, that we may blaze for the work we need to do for and alongside those who are threatened by the current waves of intolerance and prejudice from white right-wing populism. We need to blaze with commitment to our siblings who are condemned for just being who they are. We need to blaze with the fire of love and mercy. And we need ought to do all of this while sustaining ourselves, while resting, while paying attention to that which brings us joy and life and hope, in order that we might blaze and not be consumed. Amen.